Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of Wash Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I am so grateful today to be in worship today on our radio broadcast. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order. We're going to start with our devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer this afternoon. We just thank and praise God today. Amen.
Thank you.
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I have acknowledged my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, the only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thy mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen into iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide my face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit within me. I have just read you from Psalms 51, from the 1st through the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us now for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come today, Father, just giving you praise and giving you glory, just magnifying your holy name on today. Father, I first of all come today just asking you to forgive me for every sin that I've committed, Lord, against you, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Then I ask you to bind the strong man from my life and from every member's life on this radio broadcast. I ask you to bind the strong man from this radio broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for doing it today. We give you praise and glory. Father, I ask you on today to send your anointing today, Father. Send your anointing today in the mighty name of Jesus. Send your anointing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send it today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you now to let me, Deborah, decrease, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and preach to your people. Thank you so much, Father. I'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor. In Jesus' name and for your glory, amen. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God for our devotion on today. We're going to get ready to go into our testimonial part of the service on today. We just give God praise, and I can start with it myself. I just thank and praise God today for been so good to me. I thank God today. He has been very, very, very good to me. I give God praise on today. Nobody like God. There is nobody like him. Nobody. And I just thank him today for what he's doing, what he's already done. I give God praise today. Nobody can tell your testimony like you can. Nobody can tell your testimony like you can. And I thank and praise God that I even have a testimony. I thank God for today, how he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. I just thank and praise God for that. I thank God today for him waking me up. He didn't have to even let me go to sleep last night, but he did. And I thank him today. I don't take what God do for me for granted. I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful today to have a sound mind. I have a sound mind, and I'm so thankful to God for that. I thank God for him doing all that he do, how he covered my husband and how he covered my family, my children, grandchildren, my great-grand, everybody. I thank him on today. God didn't have to do any of that, but God did it. God did this just for me. And I don't take this for granted, not one bit. Not one bit do I take it for granted. I give God praise on today. So we're going to just see if anyone else have a testimony. If not, then I have another song or whatever. I can have another song before the testimony, any other testimony, because God is so good. He's just like that. I thank God today.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, I wasn't really going to say anything, but God, baby. But I just want to just give reverence to God and to everybody in those tricky places. But I just want to just thank God and, you know, show him some love because he's been so good to me. He's been good to my family. And
yeah.
I may not have everything that I want, but I definitely got everything that I need, and I thank God for that. I thank God for waking us up this morning and showing us on our way. And I thank God for putting food on our table and clothes on our back and shoes on our feet.
Yes.
I thank God for our job. I thank God for transportation. I thank God for a roof over our head. And I thank God that I'm able to choose what roof I want. I thank God for that. I thank God for not leaving me, nor forsaking me. I thank God for just loving on me when I didn't feel like I was loved. I thank God for giving me His mercy and His grace, because without that and without God's love, I don't know where I would be today. And I just
need
to thank and love on God, because no matter what my enemy do to me or what people may speak on me, God give me something to show to them. And shut everybody else up, and I just thank God for using me
thank
and doing
you,
what
Lord.
He's been doing for me and my family.
Thank
I just
you,
thank
Lord.
God for that, and I thank God for you, Granny. I thank God for, you know, for you
God.
Being in my life and teaching me and showing me these things. And
thank
I call you whenever
you.
I need something, and you be right there. Whenever I need prayer, thank whenever you. I need anything, you be right there. So I pray that God strengthen you and encourage you and keep lifting you
thank
up.
You, Lord.
I rebuke anybody that's speaking anything against you. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Lord.
And that's
yes.
all I got to say. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank and praise God for everything that he's doing for all of us. I thank and praise God for you too, sweetheart. And God is in the blessing business. And you watch. If you keep on having your hand in God's hand, and you just watch and see what God does. Just watch. God is so awesome. He is so awesome. I just thank and praise him on today. We're going to get ready for a little song, and then we're going to go into our word on today. Yeah. Grateful to God for the things, the great things God has done for us. He is an awesome God, and I am so thankful and so grateful on today. I know yesterday was a holiday, was 4th of July, and it's just something to celebrate, but let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like celebrating God. Hallelujah. God is worth celebrating. I don't care about 4th of July, and I don't care about all these pagan holidays. I care about the Lord Jesus Christ and his day, which is every day. And I thank God on today, whether I celebrate on a holiday, if I celebrate on a birthday or whatever it is, I just thank and praise God for Jesus' day, for God's day, which is every day. I give God praise and glory on today. We're going to get ready to go right into our testimony of, I mean, the word of God. Yeah, we're going to get ready to go into that. I'm going to be coming from Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. 11 through 14, Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And I'm just going to read these verses for your hearing. It's going to be like teaching today. I don't know what the Holy Ghost might do, but it's going to be like teaching today. So, Father, I ask you right now to bless my mind and my thoughts. Bless my ears and my mouth. I ask you now to speak through me in the name of Jesus. I'm just a vessel waiting to be used by you, Holy Spirit. And I'm asking you to let me decrease that you may increase. And teach us on today and minister to us on today. In Jesus' name and for your glory, amen. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Verse 11 says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, but now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Verse 13 says, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying." In verse 14 says, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Amen. So today we're going to be talking about good afternoon. This is your wake-up call. Good afternoon. This is your wake-up call. And we're going to be coming from Romans 13 and 11. Verse 11 says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation near when we first believe." In other words, Christ is closer. Time is winding up. He's closer to coming than he was when we first believed in him. When we first believed in him. Paul said, he said the same thing over 1900 years ago. And certainly we ought to say it with a little more urgency, a little more intense in this day in which we are living, seeing that we know the time or the season, that now it is the hour for you to wake, for us to wake out of our sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. That the night is passing, it is far spinning, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off this. Let us cast it off, any kind of work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. See,
all these things happening, I get so nervous and I get so I don't know, it's just like a shock or something. Because all this time we've been studying, praying, reading, meditating, all this stuff in the Word of God over the Bible. And then when God even tells us that thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom is coming, and my will be done. And things are happening right now that it's coming. It's not, I mean, he's not wasting any time anymore. It's coming, and we got to realize today that we got to get it right. We got to get it right. We cannot wait any longer. We got to awake out of our sleep. Because the Word of God say we will sleep all through the Old Testament. It was saying we sleep and we can't see. We blind and we can't see and we sleep. We got to awake out of our sleep and know that we got to do the right thing. We got to do the right thing. We got to do just what this word. We got to put on Jesus Christ. In other words, we got to do what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Now, I got some commentary, and I got this thing out, some of it out the light, out the Living Bible. I've never even read out of the Living Bible, but the Spirit of the Lord had me to pick it up as I was looking over it this morning. I was like, okay, we'll do this. And then I just, you know, read, and I started. And it was different. It was different. But we're going to just, I'm gonna pull up some scriptures, and we're going to just do that. But I'm going to read some out of this Living Version because I'm just teaching today. I'm not doing anything too much. But over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34 says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Commentary says, awake to righteousness, better come to your right mind. Ephesians 5 and 14 says, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. This is a hymn, and they do sing that, awake and arise. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6 says, ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Sleep not physically, not at all. We don't need to sleep at all during this time. And you know what? There's so much going on, and we probably in shock because things are happening like they're happening. There's so many things happening right now until you look at the news, and every day is something different. And like they were saying, well, President Trump's supposed to be the president. That's what God wants. I don't know what God wants. If God wants him to be, he will be. And believe me, I want who God wants. I don't care if it's Lucifer himself. If God wants him, I want him. Believe that. But it has to be what God wants. And believe what I say. You can't live and be before God any kind of way and do things any kind of way. You can step out and God will leave you out. You can step out of line and God will leave you right there. But you got to be right now. Believe me, God can take a prostitute or a drug dealer or a pimp off the corner and clean him up, put his word in him. He can do Trump the same way, but he got to do that. He got to do that. We have to be open-minded. We got to stay open-minded. We got to know what whoever God wants to be, going to be. Man can't stop it. Only God can stop it. So whoever it is, and God ain't the author of confusion, we know that. But things are happening so rough, and this is nothing, believe me, because it's so many trials and tribulations. They say this word say we're going to go through, the ones that be here, be left here after the rapture. It's just something, and we have to pray for this, because our salvation is nearer than it ever have. God, Jesus is nearer and closer than he ever have been. I'm looking for him any day to step through the clouds. I'm telling you, on that horse, telling you, anytime, because there's so many things that has already happened, so many things. So it really have really put me in a deep shock where I'm just every day, every chance, every time I look up in the sky, all last night, all them thunders and what from the firecrackers, all this, hey, y'all better know that God, Jesus is on his way back. I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know how, but I know he is, because the word of God say he is. So we got to make sure we together. We got to make sure our heart's right. We got to make sure our mind right. Let me tell you something. God looking at our heart. He know what's right and wrong in our heart. He can look at us and say, no. I'm looking inside. Man can look at the outside, but I'm looking at the heart. The heart got to be right. The heart got to be right. So we got to know, we got to purify, we got to put on Jesus. We got to put him on Jesus Christ. That's what the word of God say. Verse 12, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. This is what I was just speaking on. We got to put it on. Ephesians 5 and 11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. The commentary says, believe. He says, believers, we respond the sin of the believers through church discipline. It says, Ephesians 6 and 3 says, and this is the promise that if you honor your mother and father, you will be long life, full of blessings. Colossians 3 and 8 say, but now is the time to cast off and throw away all these rotten garments of anger, hatred, cursing, and dirty language. All that stuff got to go out of your system, out of your heart, and you got to put on Jesus Christ. And it can't be no plaything. It's got to be for real. It's got to be for real. And the promise of this is that if you honor your mother and father, you will have long life, full of blessings, full of blessings. Romans 13 and 3 says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. We can't have the strife and envy. And the Living Bible says, the King James says, let us walk honest. Okay, I just read that. The Living Bible says, fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and dwell in the fine good things in others. Think about all you can praise God for and be glad about. Keep putting into practice all you learned from me and saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you. The First Peter says, be careful. This is the Living Bible. Be careful how you behave among your unsaved neighbors, the ones that don't know God. For they, even if they are suspicious of you and talk against you, they will end up praising God for you, for your good work when Christ returns. See, we have to even be careful when we're around people, how we do and what we say. We can't say anything. We can't, it, us being believers, prophets, leaders, we can't watch anything. We can't on television. We can't watch, let our eyes see anything. We can't listen to everything. That stuff get in your system. It get in your mind. It get in your heart, everything. And we surely can't do anything. And then when you get ready to witness to your neighbor or somebody you done did or said something in front of, say, I want to hear what you got to say. Oh, yeah. If it's like this when you accept Christ, I'm going to be like that. Somebody told me, more than one person told me that. More than one person told me that. Especially when I was young in the ministry, because I was saying stuff I shouldn't have been saying at work. And when it was time to tell them about God, they was like, oh, no, mm-mm. You told me you were saved. You ain't saved. You ain't saved. I don't want to hear that. But we got to be careful today about that. Because believe me, when I tell you, you can open your eyes in the morning and be standing in front of the great white throne getting ready to get judged. We don't know when we lay down tonight if we're going to even get up in the morning. And if we do, will we be? Where will we be? This is where I am right now. This is exactly where I am because I want to make sure I'm right with God. I don't care what kind of sacrifices I have to make. I want to make sure I'm pleasing God or trying to. This is what we got to do because time is winding up. I'm giving a wake-up call. We got to wake up to the things of God. Just wake up. Don't let the things keep going on. Verse 14 says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. But before I read that, I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 4:12 for the verse 13. It says, as a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you, and you will not need to depend on others for enough money to pay your bills. It says, that's what the Living Bible says. So Romans 13:14 says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. I just read that. Galatians 3:27 says, and we who have been baptized into union with Christ are enveloped by him. So we that have been baptized in God, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, we are enclosed. He's got his arms around us. He's enclosed us. He's protecting us. Galatians 5:16 says, obey only the Holy Spirit's instruction. He will tell you where to go, what to do, and then you won't always be doing the wrong thing. You won't always be doing the wrong thing. Your evil nature wants you to do. See, our nature, when we come first, be born and stuff, and then, I don't believe we evil then. I believe after a while, we get with the world. We get like everybody else does. And then, even after we get baptized, we do after that. We get grown. We do what we want to do. And we do it with how we want to do it. So then, we just like the world. But then we read this Bible, we accept Christ, we love him, the Holy Spirit speak to us, we don't have to do what the enemy tell us to do, because the enemy will talk to you just like God will, and he is a deceiver. He always trying to act like he God, always trying to speak like he God, but he ain't nothing. And we and God is counting on us to do the right thing. And we got to crucify the flesh, because the flesh is weak. Our flesh is so weak, that's why we got to crucify. It's weak. This is why we have to fast, to make sure this thing is under suggestion. It'll get in order. Because believe me, when things are out of order, it displeases God. Everything has to line up. Everything has to, and the more you get those things lined up, the better you'll be able to stand firmly and boldly in the things of God. But we got to first get things lined up like God want them to line up. And if you go to God and ask him to help you, the Holy Spirit will help us line things up. The Holy Spirit will do all things. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, the one that's a person that has a mind, he is the one that will help us do so many things, but we don't go to the Holy Spirit. We have to go to him. We have to call on him. We have to need him. We have to need him. If we don't, he know what we need, but he's waiting on us. So you see, these things I'm talking about is warning. It's a wake-up call for us. For us, I'm preaching to myself first. I'm preaching to me first. This is a wake-up call because time is winding up. Time is winding up. I told y'all I dreamed about that little thing with the time thing, don't it? With a glass in the front of it. And it's just going. It was just rolling and rolling like time is winding up. So we got to get ourselves together, humble ourselves, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways. Then he'll heal our land. I hope it's more than just us doing this. I hope everybody else is trying to do this so he can heal our land. Because it's so many things, hallelujah. When I tell you, I was looking at my phone this morning, they talking about a brain-eating virus infection is out. I just don't know. I said, Lord, how this come about? And it eats your brain up. This wasn't just on Facebook. This was news. This was in the news. And I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Just have mercy, come from contaminated water. Then they talk about it's water that if you have a temperature, it comes out your nose. I'm like, what? It's just, and I can't even pronounce the name they said it was. I can't pronounce. But we got to be in God. I'm telling you, we got to keep our family in God. We got to keep our children in God. I'm telling you. Time is winding up. We got to wake up out of our sleep. We got to wake up. We don't have time to sleep. We need to be praying in season and out all day long. Every time we think about it, we need to be calling on the name of God. We need this because there's so many things happening. We don't need to have nothing in our hearts that's not like God. Nothing, not one thing in our heart. Not like God, because I'm telling you, this stuff can take over and take control. The devil is a liar. He a liar, and the truth ain't in it. All these things coming, I mean, one thing after another. We ain't even got out of this virus stuff, and there's something else coming out. But we got to be steadfast and immovable. Always abounding in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can't let it overtake us. We got to be meek and humble as little children would be. That's how God wants us to be. We're going to get ready for our prayer now. But I'm saying it's so things. I ain't going to say scary because God say things was coming. But we don't have to worry if we got our hearts in the right way. If we fix, if our heart is fixed and our mind is made up, we ain't got to worry about this brain eating thing. Eating up our brain is an infection. And they don't know how to cure it. It eats up your brain. And it's just a mess. But God is allowing it. And we got to be in the will of God. We got to be. Ain't no other way. We got to be. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us today, Lord. But every sin, Lord, every sin, known and unknown, Lord, we repent right now. We confess it today, Lord. If anything, Lord, that's not right with me, Lord, if anything, Lord, in my heart, Lord, in my mind, Lord, in my spirit, Lord, I ask you today, Lord, to forgive me now in the name of Jesus and cleanse me, Lord, from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, cleanse me in the blood of Jesus. Just wash me, Lord, and dip me down in the blood in the day. In the name of Jesus, dip us, Lord, and wash us in the blood, Lord. And we don't have nobody but you. We don't have nobody else but you, Lord. And we run into you, Lord, and we don't know what to do but seek you, Lord. And we don't know what to do but seek you and call on your name, Lord. You are the one, Lord. You are our Father. You are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. You are the one that we seeking, Lord. While you may be found, we calling on you today. While you're still there, Lord, we need you today, Lord. And we need you, Lord. It's so much happening, Lord. And we need you right now. We don't want to be distracted, Lord. And we don't want nothing to come up against us, Lord. And we don't want to be distracted. And we want to stay in your face, Lord. And we want to seek your face, Lord. And cleanse our hearts today, Lord. And cleanse our heart, Lord. And cleanse our hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now. We just thank you for how you woke us up this morning. Mind and give us a mind to pray. And we clothe in our right mind. We know how to put our shoes on the right foot. We didn't wake up all out of our mind, Lord. We just thank you today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what's happening, Lord, and you know what we need, Lord. You know how we need you, Lord. You know already every hair on our head. Lord, we just need you today. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We don't know how to call on nobody but you. Can't nobody fix it like you fix it, Lord. Can't nobody do it like you do. Can't nobody hold us. Nobody can rock us in the midnight hour like you do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, when we calling on you, when we don't have nothing else, to, nobody else, nowhere to go, Lord. We just call on your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you today, Lord. All these things, Lord, we can't handle them. We weren't made like this. We depended on you to help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy on us today, Lord. Have mercy on us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Protect our families, protect my children and my grandchildren and my great-grand. Keep them all covered under the blood, Lord. Cover them today, Lord, under the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them to protect them today, Lord, and every day in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now. How you providing for us, how you making a way for us, how you opening doors for us in the name of Jesus, and how you watch over us as we even go to the store and to the doctor and to the gas station and wherever we go, Lord. We just thank you for how you cover us in your blood and in kept angels, Lord, to protect us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you today, Lord. You provide a roof over our head and food in the name of Jesus. Put clothes to put on our backs. We thank you today. And Lord, people take this stuff for granted. And they don't know. They don't know. They don't know what may happen. They don't know in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we just thank you. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted that we got a coat put on and shoes to put on our feet. And somebody today is walking barefooted and don't have shoes and don't have nothing to put on and don't have food and don't have shelter, Lord. We just thank you right now. We don't take that for granted. And I thank you, Lord. I just have to go back to the bare root of just thanking you for the egg that I had for breakfast today. And thank you for the piece of bread on today, Lord. I give you praise and I give you glory. Yes, I do, Lord. I give you praise today and I give you glory today, Lord. In the such a wise God, such a holy, holy and holy God, I give you praise today. And I give you glory today. It ain't nobody like you. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that you taking care of us. We thank you. We're not worried about a virus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. All these things that's happening, we thank you, Lord, that you got us covered. We thank you today, and we give you glory today. But Lord, we ask you today, Father, just to keep us all covered. And we asking you now, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us and teach us. Teach us what to do and what to say. Teach us where to go, Lord. Teach us how to do the right things, Lord. Teach us how to do whatever you desire us to do. That's what we're looking for, to please you, God. Nobody but you, not man, but you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Pray for our neighbors, Lord. And we pray for our enemies, Lord. And keep them all covered and bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. We forgive them for whatever it is they did and said. We forgive them, Lord. Bless them today. We love them today with the love of Jesus. We don't have the love to love them with, but we love them with the love of Jesus Christ on today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Then we bind up the strong man on today. We bind up every witch, every warlord. We bind you up and we cast you out of them. And we command you to go every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled on today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every witch, Lord, I ask you to send fire from heaven and burn her up today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And every demon that's walking with her, Lord, burn them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You say, suffer her not to live, he or she, every wizard. Musician, magician, fortune teller, all these psychic witches. We bind them now and cast them out. And we command you to go back to hell where you come from. In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Because we got the full armor of God on in the name of Jesus. The full armor from head to toe. Can't nothing touch you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise today. And we just ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. We just thank and praise God on today, for God is so perfect. He is just a perfect God. He is perfect in the name of Jesus. He is a perfect God. The Father in heaven is perfect. His love is perfect. I thank him today, and I give him praise. I give him praise. I don't care what it look like. We got to stand firm and boldly on the word of God. I don't care what it looks like, because some study coming out. And if we study, look at it. If we study, be afraid, it's going to be on us. But we better look to God from which cometh our help. All of our help come from God. Amen. We're getting ready to close out. I know we probably a little ahead of time, but it's all right. I thank and praise God on today. And I just thank him today. Y'all just look over me today. I'm kind of been in my feelings on today, and it's all right. I just thank God on today because I'm seeing this stuff come to fruition, all this stuff coming to pass. And if we stay in God, if we stay in God, it won't touch us. Psalms 91, say that. If we stay in God and dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we don't have to worry about none of this. Thank you today for everyone that's on our radio broadcast and under the sound of my voice. Lord, we just thank you for watching over me in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory on today. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen. You all have a blessed day. God love you, and I love you too. Y'all have a good day now. God bless you.